Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, guys, that was my Jill Zarin. Hi, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino, not Jill Zarin. But you guys, if you like Jill Zarin, I have some news for you. So over on Patreon, I'm recapping all of season two of The Real Housewives of New York. So we already did season one. So if you join our Patreon, all you have to do is pledge $4 or more over at patreon.com/everythingiconic. And you get access to all the bonus episodes, all the Real Housewives of New York Roni recaps. You get bonus episodes where Whitney and I talk about things we can't get to on the regular podcast. There's extended unedited interviews. There's lots of fun stuff over there. So please go join. It also helps us make this podcast great. And it really helps us out. So please go join and pledge if you can. We're only asking for $4 or more per month to get access to all of that stuff. So I hope you'll join and hear my musings on Jill Zarin season two. Season one was so much fun. So I was like thrilled to get to season two. Anyway, I'm so excited for the show today. We have Scott Evans, who's going to be recapping Vanderpump Rules with me. We're going to really break all that down. I mean, a lot of the season, because we haven't talked a lot about Vanderpump Rules. We had some of the cast on, but we haven't gotten to really dissect it. So we're going to do that. I also have a surprise guest. Oh my God, you guys, it's a surprise guest. Should I tell him who it is? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's a surprise. Bravo celebrity. An older Bravo celebrity. Like, I'm not older in age, but like an older, I'm zipping my lips. I'm zipping my lips, but you guys, I'm so excited. I do want to take a moment to apologize to someone publicly, okay? You know, I'm not above apologizing. And last week, I'll tell you, so Queen Jackie Schimmel, who you guys know from Bitch Bible, she's a fantastic podcast host, and she's so funny, so witty, so smart. Anyway, she was coming on the show to do an episode with me. She was going to stay a whole hour and recap Countess and Friends, hashtag Countess and Friends, that cabaret show from Luann, from Lou. And so Jackie came over, and unfortunately, we ran into some technical difficulties with the audio. So, you know, Jackie was so great to stick around, and, you know, she stuck around for a long time, and we were catching up and chatting while Whitney was trying to figure out the audio. We couldn't quite figure it out, and then it just got to the point where I was like, okay, Jackie, like, let's get down and dirty with my old microphone equipment, and we recorded, like, a quick little 10-minute thing. Yeah, and then I released it as a bonus episode. So I just want to say thank you to Jackie. She was so sweet. And the bonus episode is great, but, you know, we just had some audio issues, and that's, you know, that's what happens. You know, it is what it is. But it's been like a couple of weeks now. I mentioned last week I moved into a new apartment, and that has been very stressful. Very, very stressful. I finally got cable. I was living, you know, without access to the outside world for so long. And then I had a trip to Nashville. So one of my very best friends got married in Nashville. I headed out to Nashville for the wedding, and it was so much fun. I love Nashville so, so much. It's just the best city. It's so much fun. And I really would have loved to spend more time in the city. Unfortunately, Matt and I had to kind of get in and out really quick. And you guys, I had an incident on the way to Nashville. So I mentioned on the bonus episode that money is no object for me when it comes to hangover food. Like, if I'm hungover at the grocery store, I will buy everything. Deep dish DiGiorno's, Reese peanut butter cups, mint thin Oreos, like anything I can find, I'll throw in the cart and eat it. And it doesn't matter the cost, no matter the cost. And that's also true of plane rides. Like, when I'm getting on a plane, I will spend any amount of money on magazines or any, like, snacks for the plane, any entertainment for the plane. Magazines, I'll really spend, like, hundreds of dollars. You know, give me an In Touch, an Us Weekly, an Entertainment Weekly, a People Mag, a Closer magazine, a Reader's Digest. It doesn't matter. You know, you know those Details magazines? Details does, like, a once-a-year issue that's, like, $45 or something. And I will buy that at the airport. I will.
So what? Who cares?
Put David Beckham on the cover and I'm in. Any Hemsworth brother is on that cover, I'm buying it. I don't care what the contents. I'm buying that magazine at an airport. And so also I will load up my iPad with entertainment for the airplane. And my plan was to load it up with the episodes that I was missing on Bravo, right? So unfortunately, because of the internet situation at my house, I did not get to download anything proper to my iPad before this trip. Okay, which is a nightmare. It's a nightmare for me, like flying 4 hours across the country with no Bravo. And I had thought, in my dream of dreams, I thought and assumed wrongly that my Delta flight would have access to television. I mean, it's 2018. We have DirecTV on these flights now, right? Well, wrong. We don't, because all the TVs were down. So then I had to grab my iPad. I also had a Kindle, but it's like, I'm not interested in reading on a flight. I don't need to do homework on a flight. So anyway, I grabbed my iPad and I found some things on that iPad that shook me to my core. I found old episodes of Bethany Getting Married and Bethany Ever After. Now, you guys, this show, oh my God. So I haven't watched it since it's been on. I, of course, watched it when it was on. It was Bethany's spinoff show. It started with Bethany Getting Married, which was like a spinoff series about her wedding to Jason number two. And they seemed very in love. He seemed like a gem of a guy. He was good looking. He was seemingly kind and normal and stable. And he seemed to put up with all of her crazy. And Bethany Getting Married was a really great series. It was uplifting and nice and fun and frothy and all those things we love about a wedding show, right? And then it got picked up for a second season and it morphed into Bethany Ever After, which was about their newlywed bliss. They had a new baby, Bryn. And then it got picked up for a third season, which was still called Bethany Ever After, although it should have been called, like, Bethany's Life is Getting Fucked Over. Bethany's Fucked. Bethany Got Fucked. Because this series, I mean, it morphed. And I've never seen an arc, like a character arc or a television arc, such as Bethany Getting Married to the end of Bethany Ever After. I mean, by the end of Bethany Ever After. So on the flight, I go to my iPad and I had a couple episodes of Bethany Getting Married. I had one episode of season two of Bethany Ever After. And then I had the last couple episodes of Bethany Ever After, like the end of the series, right? So it was a hodgepodge. It was a journey. And I'm not kidding you guys. There's never been an arc on TV like that. I mean, Sopranos was on how many seasons? Breaking Bad, Lost. I mean, all of these dramatic shows that we think of in our television canon that have had amazing character arcs, none of them even come close to Bethany Ever After. I mean, not even in the same ballpark. By the end of Bethany Ever After, she wanted to kill Jason. They hated each other. You could see it in their eyes. They're both horrible to each other. And you start to see the cracks of him coming through, because we know now, looking back and knowing all the stuff about the court cases, which still I feel like we don't know enough about. I feel like we've gotten little bits and pieces. There was like a restraining order at one point and, you know, crazy stuff with him and his parents. And so knowing all that now and watching it back, it's even more chilling. I mean, because you really see him and you see little bits and pieces of his evil ways coming through. And it is a watch. Here's the thing, you guys. I want to say, everyone, go watch it. But guess what? Guess what? They wiped it clean from the world. All the Bravo shows are on Hulu. So all the old Bravo stuff you can usually watch on Hulu. I have a Hulu subscription strictly for The View. But they also, when I'm in the mood for like an old Housewives or something, or like on Patreon, how I'm doing the old Roni recaps, I'll go to Hulu. But guess what? Hulu wiped it clean. There's no traces of Bethany Getting Married or Bethany Ever After. I mean, Bryn, she's old enough to find that shit and she can't. Okay. You need like a fucking Angela Lansbury Murder, She Wrote to find these episodes, because they do not exist anywhere. But if you can find it on the dark web or the black market, if you can find these episodes, I encourage you to do so, because it is intense. I mean, thank God they got divorced. I mean, I don't advocate for divorces, but they needed it. At the end of it, oh my gosh. And here's the thing, and I've heard her in interviews and I've seen little bits and pieces of her saying, you know, she produced Bethany Ever After, and I think she produced it to make him look a little bit better, because he wasn't really necessarily someone who wanted to initially be on TV, and then he turned into, allegedly, like a fame monster. This is what I've gathered. I don't know this to be true. I don't know him. I need an expose. Like, I need an Eat True Hollywood story or something on Jason. Jason number two from Bethany's life. Because I don't quite know who he is. And I'd like to, because I've seen these little court things about him being a stalker. And but at the end of the series, you can really see his personality kind of creeping through. And if you watch it through the lens of knowing now that he's kind of a creeper and maybe a little bit of a fame whore, it makes it much more compelling. Oh, and so I'm watching it on the plane, and this was the best part. So you know how when you're on a plane, you're usually watching, like, other people's screens? Like, it doesn't matter what's on in front of you. It's like you're kind of glaring ahead of you. Well, I was in the front row. Like, Matt and I were in the front. So I didn't have anyone in front of me to look at, but the person behind me diagonally, this woman, I kind of, like, felt the glare the whole time, you know? Like, I felt eyes on me. Okay, and it turns out she was watching my iPad. So we land in Nashville, and we were taxiing the runway forever. You know, that's the worst thing in the world, by the way, is when you land and then you can't get off the plane. There's nothing, there's truly nothing worse in the world. In terms of, like, basic people problems, like, that's up there on the list with, you know, restaurants being out of bread. Those two. Like, no bread basket, and then taxing the runway. Those are my top two. So we're taxing the runway, and we're all kind of standing. We unbuckle. We're waiting to get off. And this woman was like, oh, my gosh, what are you watching? What were you watching? And I was like, oh, it was, you know, Bethany getting married and Bethany Ever After. And she's like, oh, I recognize her from The Housewives. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's Bethany. You know, this was her spinoff show. And she's like, oh, I didn't even know she had one. I'll have to watch it. I was like, no, it's from 2012, and it's been wiped from the internet. Good luck. So anyway, I wish that lady luck. She's looking for it. She's on the prowl. She caught a glimpse from my iPad, and she thought, you know, I got a taste of honey, and now I need the whole beehive. She's searching the dark web right now, surely. Anyway, so we got to Nashville. I had a wonderful wedding, wonderful trip. And of course, like, when we got to the hotel, immediately checked in, and I was like, where's the Wi-Fi? Who do I connect to? What's the password? I need to get some new shows on my iPad. And then, of course, I downloaded Southern Charm. I downloaded Roni, the new one. I mean, I caught up. Southern Charm, wow. Ashley was in a sink doing her makeup. I mean, what was that? What was that, you guys? Are we just ignoring the fact that Thomas Ravenel's girlfriend literally hopped her ass in a sink, crawled on in, She got on in that sink, and she just started beating her face. And I thought, what's going on? Who is this woman? I don't like her, you guys. I don't like her at all. I'm Team Catherine. This woman, she seems like she's up to no good. I'm not here for it. She's up to no good. And honestly, you know, I want a woman to scam Thomas Ravenel, because I don't like him either. So ordinarily, I'd be all for some woman coming into T-Rav's life and scamming him. However, this woman, something about her rubs me the wrong way. I mean, a lot does. However, I did love when she crawled in the sink to do her drag queen makeup. I loved it. Loved it. And what else? Craig is giving me sort of a Jerry Maguire look. You guys know how much I love Jerry Maguire. Tommy, can you hear me? Long live Queen Bonnie Hunt. Okay. But Craig is giving me that Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise look, which is a huge turn on to me. And I am very attracted to Craig. I think he's very good looking. I love this whole sewing company. You know, this season they're making him look really good. And last season I did not like Craig anymore. I was totally team Naomi. And I still love Naomi, don't get me wrong. I think she's great reality TV. But Craig, I'm really warming up to him. You know, that whole Jerry Maguire thing. It's like Jerry Maguire, but like with dog, you know, instead of being a sports agent, he's doing dog pillows. And I'm for that. That's the sequel we need. How do we get Bonnie Hunt on Southern Charm? That's my dream. Okay, so Cameron is doing, like, some pregnancy slapstick. I'm tired of it. Okay, I don't need, like, a Marx Brothers cartoon in the middle of my Southern Charm. I think it's off and odd. I'm happy she's having the baby. I just don't want the slapstick. Oh, I wrote down, I, like, got a pen and paper from the hotel, you know, drawer. You know how they have the pad of paper and the pen by the Bible? So I grabbed the Bible, said a prayer, and then I wrote down, where's Landon? Which is how I imagine, like, you know, the people wrote the Bible. the disciples, they were writing the Bible that way. Like Psalms 4:20 is, where's Landon? I don't know how to reference my Bible verses, but you guys get the picture. Anyway, I thought, where is Landon? Is she still in Charleston? I don't miss her on the show at all. I don't want you guys to misconstrue that into me missing Landon, because I don't. However, I'm curious where she's at. I would like her to pop in. You know, they were all friends with her, so it's like, why don't these people pop in at a party? I'd like to just see her from a distance. I'd like to know what's up. Let's see. Oh, I also caught up on Drag Race. I loved the Cher theme. What I loved about it, I'm not going to get too deep into Drag Race, but I do love that they did a whole, like, Cher thing, because a lot of young, youthful gays and women watch the show, and I feel like the younger generations, they don't know Cher as well as they should. Mamma Mia 2 is about to help that, but you guys, can we, okay, side note, we gotta get sidetracked for a minute. I'm getting very stressed about Mamma Mia 2. I'm losing sleep over it. Like, the other night I woke up in a cold sweat, and I thought, what if Meryl and Cher don't have any scenes together in Mamma Mia 2? I don't think they're going to. The commercials and everything are leading us to believe that Meryl Streep is dead, right? And allegedly, or apparently, Cher, it looks as though Cher shows up for Meryl's funeral. Now, I know Cher is going to outlive us all in real life, but in the movies, I don't want to see Cher outliving Meryl. Okay, I want to see them together. I want to see them on screen together. I know we can all go watch them in Silkwood, but I'm worried about Mamma Mia too. And of course, I'm going to see it opening day. You know, that and Book Club. You guys, Book Club, we'll get back to Drag Race in a second, but I need to get this off my chest about Book Club as well. So you know the movie Book Club, which is my most anticipated movie of the year. As far as I'm concerned, nothing is coming close to Book Club with Diane Keaton, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, and Jane Fonda. I mean, what a cast. What a cast. Anyway, I was so mad that they didn't release it over Mother's Day weekend. Why didn't they release it? Maybe we'll do like a full fun bonus episode of Book Club. I don't know. Where were we? Drag Race. Well, we really went around the block with that one. We really went around the way. Anyway, I loved on Drag Race how they did a whole Cher theme, because I want the youths to get to know Cher, because I love Cher. I've seen her live 100 times, and she's just the best. While I was watching, I was trying to rank on that hotel pad that I stole. I left the Bible, but I took the pad, and I was watching Drag Race, and I was trying to rank my Cher movies and songs, because I think I love ranking things. I encourage you all to do it. It is a huge anti-anxiety for me. Like, that's when people ask, like, what's a good way to wind down, or if they have a lot of anxiety or stress or something, I think one of the best things to do is rank things. So I rank, like, movies or TV shows or, you know, actresses or whatever, songs. So anyway, I went to rank Cher movies and Cher songs, and I was having trouble. But my number one, here, I'll just do my top three of each. So my top three Cher stuff. Everyone grab a hotel pen and paper and do your own. I encourage you. But so my top three Cher, my number one Cher movie is Moonstruck. I mean, it's just the best as an Italian. I mean, I'm obsessed with Moonstruck, always have been. I went to a screening where in LA, they did a screening about 5 years ago where Cher presented it. And then they gave us ice cream and then they played the movie on the big screen and it was heaven. I was eating like a Dove chocolate bar, chocolate ice cream bar with Cher in front of me, like literally feet from me. And then I got to see this movie. I mean, it was, what a great night. Anyway, that's my favorite Cher movie. And also one of my like top 10 favorite movies of all time. And then number two is Burlesque, which I mentioned on the, I think it was the bonus episode last week. I watched it the other day when I was hungover. It's so good. I wish Cher had more songs in it. She only has 2 songs and they're flawless, but I want more. And of course, I don't mean that I want songs taken away from Christina. I just want more time added onto that movie. I think it should have been like a 3-hour epic. Anyway, I digress. And then my number three movie is probably Mermaids. Mermaids or Mask. They're both classics, but I love Mermaids. Does he love you? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me? Show. Ho! You guys, do you hear me hit that? Wow. Did you guys hear that? Whitney, did you hear that? I hit that note. Okay, so those are my top three Cher movies. And then my top three Cher songs. This was really tough because I love Cher's music. I mean, everything from the new stuff, Woman's World, to Gypsy Tramps and Thieves. I mean, everything is so good. But my top three, it's Turn Back Time, classic. that's still played in grocery stores across the country. That and Eighth World Wonder by Kimberly Locke is just playing across the country in grocery stores over and over again. I mean, you know, Taylor Swift wishes. She'll never have a song like Eighth World Wonder by Kimberly Locke that's just played across the country in grocery stores for the rest of time. I mean, we're all going to be 90 years old walking through and buying our DiGiorno's, our deep dish DiGiorno's. That's the only kind worth buying. And we're going to be hearing Eighth World Wonder by Kimberly Locke across the loudspeaker, and we're going to be having the best time of our lives. And I'm going to be walking, I'm going to be 9 years old, and I'm going to say, that's a bop. Because it is. It's a classic. And so is Cher's Turn Back Time. That's a grocery store song if I've ever heard one. If I've ever heard one. So that's my number one. My number two, this is a controversial pick because it's not a single. This was an album cut, and it's called Lie to Me. And it's off her most recent album, which is really a good album. It's a great pop album. I encourage you all to go buy it. It's one of my favorite albums. It's so good, start to finish. I love almost every song on it. And Lie to Me was written by Pink. And it's a slow ballad, and I think it's so stunningly beautiful. And I don't know why we're all not talking about it 24/7. I mean, I will talk about it any chance I can. I'm going to do a whole podcast episode dedicated to it, but it's called Lie to Me. It's so, so good. And then my number three is Song for the Lonely, which... You know, it came out right after 9/11, and they did like a beautiful, you know, tribute video to 9/11. Not tribute, not that there's a 9/11 tribute, but I guess it's I'm not laughing at 9/11 now. I'm laughing at tribute. I'm afraid if I go any further into this conversation, I'll get myself into some hot water. So I'm going to stop myself, bite my tongue, and just say "Song for the Lonely" is my number three. So I loved the Cher week on Drag Race. I'm glad that Vixen was gone. I did not like Vixen on the show. She seemed mean, and I didn't like it. Wow, what else? I want to mention, I talked about grocery store songs, and another grocery store song that I love is by a woman named Catherine McPhee. Catherine over at Open Toes McPhee. And you guys, when I got back from Nashville, I had a package waiting, and it was a poster for the Broadway musical Waitress, starring Queen Catherine McPhee. Starring Catherine over at Open Toes McPhee, who she'll hereby be known as. And I was so excited. It had a note in it that said, "Stay iconic." And I framed the poster. She signed a poster to me, and she said she's a big fan, and it was so sweet. I was just so happy to get it, and I was so thrilled. And I just want to say thank you to Catherine. Hopefully we'll get her on the show sometime. And I got it, and then I listened to her debut album probably 45 times on repeat. I mean, that song Over It was such a bop. I mean, it was so good. And then Open Toes was great. Open Toes, by the way, was produced by Danja, who also produced a lot of Britney's Blackout album. There you go. There's some knowledge on you. And then Catherine also has a new song on the Book Club soundtrack. Full circle, you guys. Full circle. So anyway, I want to say thank you to Catherine Open Toes Over It, Open Toes McPhee, for that. And then I also, while we're here, I want to thank Samson Technology. Samson Technology is sponsoring this podcast, and they've been so great. So thank you, Samson. I love you guys. Okay, should we get to the guest? Okay, so first of all, we have Scott Evans, who you guys know from Grace and Frankie. He's on with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, speaking of book club. And he's a Vanderpump Rules super fan, so we're going to break down Vanderpump Rules. And then after, stick around because I have a guest. I have a surprise guest afterwards. I have a surprise guest from one of my all-time favorite shows on Bravo that ever aired on Bravo. And I can't wait. You guys, we're going to catch up with someone important. I'm zipping my lips. No more. It's a surprise guest. But it's from she's from Gallery Girls. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. Allegedly. We'll get to it. Anyway, let's bring out Scott Evans. Thank you guys so much. Oh, before we do, please, if you can get a chance, go rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It takes a couple minutes, and I know it's a pain in the ass, but it really helps me out so much. So if you haven't done that already, please do. And if you have, just know that I've read them. I read them all, and I thank you all so, so much for doing it. I mean, it's so super nice. Find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. We also have a new Facebook group. Just search Everything Iconic. It's a Facebook group, and we're doing some fun. There's a lot of fun people in there, and I love it. I'm obsessed with our Facebook group. It's so fun, and everyone's posting, you know, stuff we talk about on the podcast and the Bravo stuff and all that. And then please go over to Patreon and donate if you can. Oh, what else? What other exhausting stuff do I have to say? Without further ado, Whitney, no more accent work. Don't let me. Okay, love you.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes a savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
All right, guys, I am here with Scott Evans. Scott is a dear old friend of mine.
Yes.
You were one of the first gays I met when I moved to L.A.
Like, same with you, actually.
We were like...
My first friend.
I feel like we moved here at the same time-ish.
It was like fall 2011.
Yeah. And you're a Vanderpump Rules super fan.
Like super est fan.
Before we talk about Vanderpump Rules, we're going to break down the reunion part two.
Okay.
We had a couple skinny girls.
Yes.
But so you're also an actor. You're in Grace and Frankie.
I am.
Tell me about Grace and Frankie really quick.
Grace and Frankie is a show on Netflix that I'd always...
A show on Netflix, like we don't know. Well, it's Jane fucking Fonda.
It's Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Well, here's the thing. I'd always seen it, like, billboards and everything, and I was like, oh my God, they have, like, dildos in the billboard. I'm like, what's that show about? And, like, I watched a few of it. I didn't realize how many people watch it and how much people like it until I was on it. And I tell friends, and I still say it. They're like, oh, what show is it? I'm like, oh, it's a show on Netflix, Grace and Frankie. And then they have that reaction. They're like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah.
You know, I started watching it from the beginning, and then I dropped off for a little bit. And
as
then
that happens, there's a lot of shows out there.
Recently, like, I went back in, and I hopped on an episode, and they were, like, doing vibrators. They were selling vibrators, and I was like, I'm back on board. These old ladies are selling vibrators.
It's their biz.
And I couldn't be in more heaven.
Well, and now now I'm on the show, so now you better be in more heaven.
No.
You better watch it now.
I'm in more
heaven. Me and vibrators? Like, what else
do you need? I want to be inside your heaven, just like Carrie Underwood.
Just like the vibrator.
Now, we're going to talk more about that on the after show. So I want to tell everyone to go to Patreon. We're going to talk about Vanderpump Rules, but I want everyone to go to Patreon, join the Patreon, and then we'll talk more about that. But in the meantime, we got to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
We have to talk about all the Vanderpump Rules.
Have you been a Vanderpump Rules person from the beginning?
Oh, from like the very beginning, because I was a Housewives person first, and it was like Vanderpump Rules. I was like, let's watch this. And we had seen the Sheena from
the gray tooth.
From Brandy. Yes. We had seen the other woman. She was the server. She like had to go home. Like, we knew what was going on. I was like, let's see what's up. And literally from the first episode of Vanderpump Rules, it was like, how could I ever stop watching this? I never will. And I never have.
And never. And none of us ever will.
And I won't.
Who do you like housewives-wise?
On Beverly Hills?
What's your favorite franchise?
Oh, God. I mean, listen, I love all the franchises. I love them all. Beverly Hills this season kind of made me sad. It's kind of a little boring for me.
No, it's terrible.
Dorit is really stressing me out. I feel like, why do I feel like you might be like a Dorit fan?
No, you know, I'm not a Dorit fan, but I'm happy that she's on the show. I just don't want her to be like the main focus of the show.
She's like the main focus of all the drama, and the drama is like barely drama.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But New York, I mean, we are off to a great...
Scott, New York is so good right
New
now.
York is, oh New York God. Is on is like almost too good. How it's many episodes good. Are we in? Four?
I don't know, four or five or something.
And it feels like the finale.
Well, I know, and Dorinda is like on that plane talking about her dead husband, and it's just like the most compelling drama. And meanwhile, Beverly Hills is going to have a Secrets Revealed episode this week. There's no secrets I want revealed.
Like, I don't, honestly, what Nothing. Is Beverly Hills? like, I, Nothing. How about Secrets it's, Revealed of Dorinda's personal life? Yeah.
Every single honestly, episode of New York should have a Secrets Revealed
that
episode.
That Halloween episode where she's talking about, we'll make roast chicken, we'll sit in my bed, watch Ghost Hunters. Yeah. I just like literally, I must have played it 45 so times good. Over and over. She's like, girl to girl, you'll sleep in my bed. And she looks at her and she says, watch Ghost Hunters.
Andy Sandler.
It was Andy from NSL.
NSL.
From
ESL. Andy Sandler.
From ASL.
It's so good.
And Andy Sandler.
And Vanderpump, I feel like, has just been on that same level this season. Like,
yes.
Whitney and I were talking privately, we were saying like we were worried that the Housewives and all these shows were kind of like past their expiration date, right? But then Vanderpump Rules came along and it was so good this season. New York's been so good. Potomac's been really good. I love Potomac.
I don't watch Potomac.
I would say get on board. People told
me
to get on board.
But if I get on board, then it's like honestly, then it's like all I do is spend my week watching Housewives.
What else is there to do?
Scott? Well, what else is there to do is like I don't know, like look into the mirror and say you're worthy as a person, as opposed to just like
I'm not worthy.
Shows.
I'm only worthy of watching these shows, and that's all I want to do.
It's true.
And you know what? Watching them is like looking in a mirror.
It's, you know, sometimes it sometimes is, especially it is. Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules is so good. And
I remember you had your Tom Schwartz days back in the day.
What? I had my Tom Schwartz day. What does that mean?
Like when we used to hang out. Yeah. You'd get blacked out and make out people.
Oh, we're going to talk about his blackout. Yeah, I did. I did have my blackout days. They're long gone, but we did like a bonus episode of the show where I talked. I did blackout recently for the first time probably since years ago.
Sounds fun.
And it was at Countess and Friends. It was Luann's like cabaret show.
Yes, my friend
and
went to it.
I never. Yeah, I was with Dylan.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so I hadn't gotten that drunk in so long since like the old days when we used to go out.
But, like, you had to.
I had to.
Like,
I had no choice.
Well, he was saying, like, he said Shoshana Bean was there. Like, how'd she get her as like a guest star?
It made no sense.
It makes no sense, but I would have bought tickets had I known Shoshana Bean. I mean, I love you, Countess, but I don't need to hear, like, money can buy you.
She was,
like,
it was rough. But Whitney and I went, and we kept getting drinks, and we went to Pump afterwards, and people were buying us drinks.
Of course.
And we saw half the cast of Vanderpump Rules there, like, the D-list cast, you know, like the Billy Lee's. Oh, I love like Billy Lee, like the Logans.
Billy Lee's not D-list.
I love Billy Lee. I want more of her. So I want to get into the Vanderpump Rules episode. So we start off with Sheena storming off, talking about that this was rougher than her divorce.
Oh my God. And she like can barely show like a crying face. Like tears are coming out. It's like, what happened to your face?
What do you make of Sheena? So she's been so embarrassing this season, and I maintain that she makes great reality TV and I like watching it. But she's starting to, even for me, who I give like a lot of allowances to these people, I feel like even with me, I'm starting to feel like she's going past her breaking point.
Well, that's just it. It's like her in the earlier seasons, it was like she was the center storyline. She had her marriage, she had her wedding, she had all of this. And it's sort of like with her divorce, she's kind of fallen out. She's kind of fallen off and everybody else is taking center stage. And so she's like, okay. And that's why she spent this season just, Rob can hang a TV in 7 minutes.
It's
like, oh my God, you guys should have seen him. He was in like a handy belt and had a hammer in his hand. They're like, what was he doing? He was like, oh, just holding the hammer. It's like he wasn't doing anything. She just needed to talk about everything perfect. And she hated when Katie was becoming back to becoming friends with Stassi and Kristen, like everything. She wasn't becoming central focus anymore. She wasn't the hot shit anymore.
And on the reunion, you could see her getting mad at the other girls. Like when they would have a moment, the editors would cut back to her face.
She's furious. honestly, the editor is like, we need to start a campaign for Emmy-worthy. They're everything-worthy. Yeah.
It's
like
so
best
good.
Editing. Just every time it cuts to her, and it's just like kind of an eye roll. It's like, oh, she looks pissed, but it's just her face is frozen.
And so she stormed off, and then she came back, and Andy was like, are you okay? And she said, no, but I'm a professional.
But I'm a professional. And it's like, I wish she would have been like, professional what? Like, professional what? Just showing that you're okay? Yeah. You're really good at that? Because you have been miserable for years?
Sheena,
we never believed
it. Oh my God, Sheena Shea. Wow. Is she still Sheena Shea? Or what is her name? Something else?
You know, actually, I spent many seasons thinking Shea was his first name.
It was Shea Shea, isn't it?
Wait, shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, it's Shea, a Mike Shea. Mike Shea.
Well,
I call him Shea Shea.
Super fans. Shea Shea. I miss him.
You know who was...
Honestly, he's my type.
Wait, Scott, you know who...
I think he's so hot.
Is he really?
Is that so weird?
You know who else is a fan of the show, a big fan of the show? Yeah. Martin Scorsese.
Oh my God.
That's what we learned
that's
tonight.
That's what we learned tonight.
We learned tonight that Martin Scorsese is a huge Vanderpump Rules fan.
And like that Lala's what, us. Like rubbing elbows with Martin Scorsese?
What do you make of that? Like, do you think
what
she
do
is?
I make of that? I think she needs to tone down her eye makeup. Yeah. If she's going to be hanging out with Martin Scorsese.
Let's put the skinny girl away.
I haven't even drank that much. What? I just have a bruised tongue.
I agree that like Lala's so beautiful, but I wish they toned it down. I wish she toned it down.
When she came out, like, but she's what beautiful. Was the episode where, I think it was the episode where she had just gotten a spray tan. I think they were getting Billy Lee ready for her date. She had like no lashes, no makeup, no nothing. And they're like, oh, you got a spray tan. Her hair was up. I was like, she looks great there. Yeah. I was like, for some reason, I always picture, I'm like, if I woke up next to a girl like that, even like, I would never. If I did that, I'd be like, oh my God, I need help. Something's wrong. But she looks great. Yeah. Like she doesn't need all that. And then she puts like, and she looks good with makeup too.
She just looks better without
it. She looks better without it. She can tone it down and she'd still be hot.
They all do look really good though. I was saying while we were watching, I think they all look beautiful. Kristen is my favorite looks wise at the reunion. And we all know that I love Kristen.
Yes. And we discussed looks wise at the reunion. Kristen has come into her look, I think, a little more. I just think there was so many
You're saying
seasons.
That now, but you said something about her boobs being...
Okay, well, the only thing is with the dress.
Let's come
is, well, what I said was, I was like, I don't... Her boobs? Wow. Okay.
Come
we're
clean,
going for
like
it.
Hillary
Kristen,
Duff.
I think you're great, but we're gonna say it right now. No, it's just with the dress. It's like, I think... And this is coming from me. Maybe it's that I have torso envy. I have a super short torso. Mm. Like, my legs come up to my jaw. Mm. Like, my torso is really tiny. Her torso is so long that with that dress, her boobs are like super perky, but they're just perky from like midway down her torso.
Sure.
So like they're like, I don't need a bra. It's like also, but they start like around your belly button, but they're not saggy.
Yeah.
They're perky. They're just low. So she's like all collarbone.
I get that. You know what? I get that. I disagree, but I get that.
Well, listen to
I
me like judging
I think
someone.
She looks flawless.
Cut to later. Everybody commenting on every picture. Like, shut up, you short torso loser.
I love Kristen. I'm really worried that they're phasing her out. That's what I
don't feel like they are. If they were phasing her out, like they easily could have done it. I feel like Lisa didn't like her. Andy didn't even like her. They need to keep her around. Yeah. She stood up and threw a drink on James where you saw on her face like, I'm going to do it. I've been planning to throw this drink all night. I'm going to do it. Even though people are whispering, hey, Kristen, maybe don't throw a drink. Like
she needed her moment.
And she did it. And everybody's just like, what? And you saw in her face. She's like, yes.
She waited She waited to find her key light. And
yeah,
then she
exactly. She's like, wait, was that mean enough? Can I do it now? Quick, do it.
Now, Scott, I have to bring up something that was shocking. We were watching it, and our jaws, the air left the room.
Yeah.
I mean, we were literally in tears. No, we weren't really in tears. But I'm talking about James's sugar daddy.
Oh, okay.
Whitney
we weren't in tears. We had to, like, pause and discuss for a sec.
Yeah, because
what was that?
Okay, so we got this random scene where James's sugar daddy came on camera, who we haven't seen at all. Like, I don't think I'm wrong. Like, we all have been watching all season.
Well, that's
and none
what
of
I'm
us remember us.
I think there was like a solid couple seconds where it was like, do I say I'm surprised? Am I not a super fan? How do I not know what's going on?
No, but we all kind of like looked, we judged the room, we like looked around, and we were like, oh, wait a minute. We've
general
never seen
consensus.
This and then we let out our shock.
That.
But we all held our breath. Like, we clutched our pearls, we held our breath, and we were like, do we know this man? We don't know him. We saw grainy footage
Why
of him.
Why don't we know him?
I don't know.
Like, I need to know him.
I want more. Like, you mentioned...
He
said,
walked out carrying that dog, and he had, like, 7 gold, big gold chains, that tight black blouse.
You said we need a spinoff.
And he said, I have a dinner tonight. Can you make it? And James said, no. And he was just like, he looked upset. He looked like, well, then how are you going to pay your rent this month, sweetie?
Yes. What would their spinoff? You said they should have a spinoff. What would their spinoff name be? Daddy.
Oh my God. Like instead Daddy. Of Lucy, I'm home. It's Daddy, I'm
Daddy,
home.
Daddy, I'm
it's
home.
Like, yeah. You have some splaining to do.
Wow. I mean, it was shocking. We've never seen this man before. And
no, like, now I can't stop thinking about
it. He's paying his rent.
No, but we also said we were like,
what do you think Martin Scorsese thought when he saw this tonight?
Martin Scorsese just got 6 script ideas. No, but like we saw him and it was just sort of like, I mean, we were shocked, but it was just like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, if yeah, I was casting sense. The part of James's living sugar daddy, like landlord, something, I was like, that is the guy. Yeah. And it's like, you came in costume, sir. Like, yeah. Thank you for wearing all those necklaces and those acid wash waist high jeans.
I mean, it was shocking. And then Whitney had actually mentioned that his life mirrors Jax's life. Because remember a couple seasons ago, we saw Jax's, that guy that was paying for Jax to live in Miami, Florida back in the day. Remember when he was a model?
Oh, yes.
And we met that guy, and they could have been – so Jax's landlord – we'll call him landlord. Jax's landlord and James's landlord were two peas in a pod.
Well, wasn't it Jax's boss?
Was yeah, there something, or he was like a model.
Like an agent.
I feel like Jax's agent and James's landlord will say they definitely hooked up in 1992.
Us, we had the whisper.
Yeah.
Like they were at the dinner, they were talking about it. Jax said, we never made out. And like, they're mic'd. So like, nothing can get away.
Oh, yeah, the whisper.
And the whisper was like, yeah, we did. Or like, whatever it was, it was like, you remember that time.
Definitely there was a moment in 1992.
Which is fine. No judgment.
Yeah.
You can experiment, whatever. But like, you can't experiment more than 10 times and have your rent paid. Am I right?
I mean, it was shocking. But so James's life definitely mirrors Jax. He's like a young Jax. He
totally
really is. Let's hope
the DJing pans out more than the modeling does.
So then we talk a little bit about Katie and Lala making up, and Sheena was very upset about this.
Yes.
She did not like it.
She tried to keep getting the jabs in. She's like, yeah, but.
Sheena. They were so rude to Sheena, the editors, and I loved it. Then we get to Tom not remembering.
Okay, Tom not remembering.
That's a thing which is like, enough, all right. Tom, you need to remember.
Well, but here's the thing. We're not going to be the ones that are going to make Tom remember. If his wife is okay with him blacking out and waking up at different resorts, guess what? Oh, sorry, Bubba. Sorry, BB. Like, I don't remember. Yeah. I'll get blacked out the rest of my life. I'll stay sober and wake up at another resort with somebody else and be like, ooh, I don't remember. Dump vodka on me and say, sorry, I drank too much.
I wrote in my notes
that... Don't listen, any future boyfriends.
I wrote in my notes that Tom should cut back, which is like the understatement.
Oh, God.
Understatement of the century.
Not it's his like, bangs, because his hair is perfect.
Oh, his hair is
but
flawless.
Just on... Well, they show that little montage, that compilation. It was like, he likes shots, and he's going, bah, 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 like dumping, like,
and the penis
shots.
Things were, like, knocking him in the face.
Yeah, that looked
we've
like
all been there
party.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss it. I don't remember it. It's been a while.
But Tom should definitely cut back, and I don't like this, like, thing where we're keeping excusing his things. And you mentioned that when he went off, they were in Mexico, was it? And he went off to that hotel, and he woke up, and no one was with him. I mean, something must have happened, right?
Here's the thing. What happened is he woke up at another fucking resort. And nobody is really worried about that.
Yeah.
So if you wake up at another resort and you still are getting excused by your wife, like they're not even dating anymore. They're married at this point. And how does that happen?
I'm going to stop you for a second, Scott. Okay. Let's say you're married.
Oh, God.
I know you're not married.
Far-fetched.
Shut up. You'll be married.
I don't want to.
You don't want to be married?
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
We'll do a bonus episode. Go to Patreon.
Oh, shit.
Patreon.com/everythingiconic.
My issues.
But anyway, so would you be mad if, let's say your significant other, your husband, kisses someone else in a night of a blackout? Do you forgive them the way Katie forgave him?
Okay. Okay. Initial response, like my first thought is yes, because if I'm married and if I've gotten to that point of marrying someone, that means I do love them. I mean, I'd be fucking pissed, but like, I wonder if I would, I don't know how I would handle it, but I'd be so mad, but it would be something in my brain that like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't be capable of doing that if I was in a blackout. It depends like who it was. Like, was it like something super sexual? Was it like a random other girl or something? And if that's the case, if you're married and like, why not make it, instead of making it such a big deal, make it something where you keep score. If you did it, it's like, cool, we're going out tonight and I get to pick someone and make out with them and you watch me and you can't say anything about it. And then we're even. That's how I'll forgive you.
Interesting.
Because if you get to do it, I don't care if you're blacked out, you did it. Yeah. You did it. I could be mad. You're going to watch me kiss somebody else.
I always say there's certain people that like I wouldn't even feel bad about. Like I'm Matt and I are engaged, and like I don't, there's certain men like Chris Hemsworth. I would not feel at all bad if I hooked up with him. And
wait, you wouldn't feel bad if you hooked up with him?
Yeah, like I wouldn't feel guilty at all.
Oh, you wouldn't feel guilty?
I mean, yeah.
I thought you were like, I wouldn't be mad at myself.
No, I'd love it.
If I cheated on my husband.
I'd love it. Like if he sat on my face and we would keep going, the relationship would be fine. I wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah, if you sat on your face, you might die. Those thighs are thick.
Wait, have you, you've met Chris Hemsworth too?
Because I thought you were like, your brother. No, you've had your face smothered.
Your brother's an Avenger.
Yes.
And you've obviously met Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Does he look stunning? I've met all
of
them.
Of course he does. It's the funniest thing. Like whenever people say I look like somebody, and like if they're like, oh, his brother's a superhero or whatever, it's always, I always get a Hemsworth before I get an Evans.
Really?
I get a Hemsworth and a Pine before
I get an Evans. The Hemsworth are all sexy.
They're all named Chris. Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth.
I want to ask you, I was going to ask you this later, but Mary Fuck Hill.
Jesus, not your Christ. Brother.
Not your brother, but the other Chris's. So Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris, what's the other one?
Pine? I feel like there's.
And then wait, I'll do it first.
Yeah.
Because I want to. Okay, so I would marry Chris Hemsworth because I'd want him to sit on my face every night.
Then, well, that's kind of, it's cheating. If you pick Mary, it has to be there's no sex in the marriage.
Oh, so
that's what makes fuck the most important one.
Chris,
it's got to be
Pine.
Otherwise, you get to fuck two things.
So I'd pick Chris Pine
to marry.
To marry, and then I'd fuck Chris Chris Hemsworth.
Wow,
pretty. And then
like then I fuck Chris Evans.
Oh, Pratt. Yeah, I'm over Chris Pratt. I'm over him.
I would fuck Chris Pratt because I hear he's a Republican Trump, so I'd want to put him in a little pain.
Yeah.
And I think he's
that's why I'm over him.
The hottest. Because I like weird-looking people.
Interesting.
He's
not weird.
Mary, of the three.
Yeah, of the three.
I guess, oh my God, this is going to be out there. And of the, God, Mary, I guess I'd marry Hemsworth just because I want to hear that accent forever. Yeah. And I just feel like he's like Rob and Sheena. I'm just like, I put that TV up on the wall, Chris Hemsworth, in 7 minutes and carry that hammer. Thank you.
Okay, this will be quite a transition. Is Lala a feminist?
She claimed tonight she's not, thank God. Because, listen, are people feminists? Without divulging too much information, I've spent some time with some people recently.
And ooh, whenever they,
no.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No. Oh, I wish. No, but like whenever people say like they're a feminist, whatever, and then you just catch them bad mouthing other like women celebrities or whatever, and they're like, I am all about like women power. And they're like, oh God, do you see that person's act? Like they're such shit. It's like, that's not a feminist.
Yeah.
It's not a feminist. You need to be in support of everything.
Yeah.
And I think very few women out there are feminists. I think it's tough. I think they're all like women power, but like, come on, everybody's got to badmouth each other at some point. Yeah. So like the definition of a feminist, I don't think Lala is at all.
Yeah, she was doing a lot of feminist work this season, but I agree.
She was doing a lot of like work on her knees. I don't know about feminist work.
Oh my God.
She said it herself. Oh God, she's trying to spread her legs.
You need to get out. This is a family show.
She said it herself.
Scott, this is a family show.
She goes, I'm ready to spread my legs and take my
kids,
career.
Mothers, cover your kids' ears.
No, teach them about feminism. Teach them about the real feminism,
there's
mom.
There's no kids listening, but. Maybe there is. Yeah.
Oh, now they know how to be a feminist.
Okay, so then we get to Andy, who's asking Tom if his dick works.
Right.
Like, we flash back to, like, Tom's dick not working. You know?
I mean, when he's in the car, and he's like, my dick works fine. And he looks, like, so upset.
I feel bad, though, that, like, we're two seasons into asking about Tom's dick. And it's, like, it's
I think tough. Katie's, like, 5 years into asking about Tom's dick. She's like, where is it? He's like, you'll see it one day.
We also heard Katie's skylight story, which always makes Katie more likable.
Oh, it's so sad.
And it also, I was watching Sheena, and I felt like Sheena was watching Katie talk about her skylight fall and thinking, like, how can I plan my own skylight
Sheena was
fall,
looking
right?
up at the. Sheena was looking up at the roof. She's like, does Sir have skylights?
She's like, are we and on
do
the
we have roof
floor?
Access? Yeah.
How can I get cameras to follow me?
Like, for real.
Yes.
She's like, you guys, I'm going to take a quick smoke break. They're like, you don't smoke. She's like, I'm going to take a roof break.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, so, Scott, that was the episode. We're going to talk more in the after show. I want to ask you some, like, general questions about Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
But for what we got now, I have to do something with you.
I'm so scared.
Very important. Okay.
Wow. So buy me dinner first.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I had Nikki Blonsky on the show.
Oh, no.
Queen Nikki Blonsky.
Oh, no.
And I did a lightning round with her.
Oh, no.
And some people said it was tough. I'd say, like, that's what people will say. Like, maybe that's not the adjective they use, but it was similar to that. It was like a more severe version of tough.
Oh my God.
And so then Nikki. I did a bonus episode last week where I had Jackie Schimmel on from The Bitch Bible, and I did the lightning round that I had planned for Nikki Blonsky. I did it with Jackie Schimmel again because I wanted to get a more clear version of it. Unfortunately, we had some audio issues. You know, we ran into some audio issues. So Jackie's version was on a bonus episode and there were some audio issues. So you know what? We're going for round three. All right, we're going for round three. So this is going to be like some quick lightning round questions. These were meant, again,
for, I'm scared.
These were all meant for...
Wait, what if I... Okay.
They're meant for Nikki Blonsky.
Do I get to pass?
No, you cannot. You have to put yourself in her shoes. You have to pretend you're her. Okay. So they were meant for her. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Favorite John Travolta movie?
Michael? Is that a... Or no,
that's a movie.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon? What a terrible favorite movie.
Okay, back to Michael. Can I say
Not
Michael?
Grease?
I like Michael.
Not Grease.
Whitney's choosing Michael.
Something about Michael really did it for me. And I think it had a lot to do with Annie McDowell. I like live for Annie McDowell. Like my ex-girlfriend in high school, curly hair is fucking it.
She's like your Bonnie Hunt. My Bonnie Hunt.
No, Bonnie Hunt is my Bonnie Hunt. Okay. Oh my God, no. Well, no. Yeah, Helen Hunt is my number one.
I love Annie Hunt. A Holly Hunter, Helen Hunt,
Bonnie Hunt. I like Nancy Travis.
Yeah. Like that's not a Hunt.
But okay, like she's in that category, I feel
round.
Like.
This is lightning round. Okay,
back.
So Clueless or Mean Girls?
Mean Girls.
Are you a Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, or Charlotte?
Jesus Christ. I am a Samantha. Everybody deal with it. And everybody always wants to be like, oh, I'm the Samantha. You can be Carrie. I'm like, I'm not Carrie. And they're like, you don't want to be? I'm like, no, you're going to try to make me anybody else.
Yeah.
I think I'm Steve. Actually, I want to fuck Steve.
I'm Miranda's in-law.
Are you?
In-law. Yeah.
Her drunk in-law?
The mom. Yeah, I'm the one that like wanders off. And then she has to go find. You know, she wanders off. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm going there.
So it's like tricky.
I'm headed there. Hills or Laguna Beach?
Hills.
Big or Aiden?
I didn't watch Sex and the City.
Get out of here. It's a wrap
I know.
On Scott.
I like.
That's a wrap.
I've watched some episodes. I've watched the important ones. My sister showed me. I watched
How
the posted
dare you?
Episode.
Why don't you watch
because
it?
Because I can't handle Kristen Davis. Is this going to be out there?
This is disgusting. No, don't cut it, Whitney. Expose her. No, but we're fans of Kristen Davis.
But I do know Big or Aiden, and I would choose Big.
Okay. Karen or Ivy, did you watch Smash?
I 100% watch Smash, and it's Karen.
Okay. Favorite memory?
Like, is that all we're doing?
Favorite memory of working with Amanda Bynes? Again, these were meant for Nikki Blonsky.
Oh my God. The favorite memory of working with Amanda Bynes?
Did you ever work
with
her?
Maybe predicting, you did work. No, is predicting her 5150 4 years ahead of time.
Favorite Mariah Carey song? We're skipping past that.
Always Be My Baby.
Oh, good one. What's it like to make out with Zac Efron?
Jesus Christ, I wish. I got
favorite
a Zac
Michelle
Efron
Pfeiffer
story
movie.
I can't answer.
Oh, whoa.
No.
Wait, I
excuse me, favorite Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
Wait, did you fuck Zac Efron?
You're right. He wishes.
Did he sit on your face?
No, he wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't suffocate me, though. I got a big head.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, favorite Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
What Lies Beneath.
Favorite Roni cast member?
Honestly, I was my first answer was going to be Jill Zarin.
Who should they bring back to Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Housewives of Beverly Hills? Gina?
Would you ever?
Was she OC?
No, she wasn't.
She was OC. Wow, super fan.
We'll say Gina.
My badge away.
Maybe, you know, maybe
bring Gina to Beverly Hills. Gina
Head on
needs
in
a job.
There. Head on in. Rotten Hill.
Jax, Rotten Hill.
I didn't say that. I should have said that while we were talking about Vanderbilt. Rotten Hill, Jax. Rotten Hill. Brittany's quote of the season. Okay. Brittany or Christina?
Fuck. Brittany.
Jessica.
No, Christina.
No,
Brittany.
You said Brittany.
No, Christina.
Jessica or Ashley Simpson?
Ooh, I'm Ashley.
Favorite Mandy Moore song?
Candy.
Favorite Lindsay Lohan movie?
Parent Trap.
Sexiest man alive? If you were voting for
Stanley Tucci?
Oh my God. That's a great choice.
Fuck. He's going to hear this.
Justice for Bless. Sexiest. Oh, I already asked you that. Favorite drag queen ever?
Bianca Del Rio.
Tyra Banks or Faith Hill? I don't know why I wrote this for Nikki
Tyra Banks.
Okay.
Just
like, why was I asking Nikki Blonsky
Why would she know that?
I don't know.
Maybe you were going through her tweets.
I mean, it's a good question.
Oh, I love Tyra Banks and Faith Hill.
I think it's a great question. I'm going to ask Whitney, remind me to ask that to everyone. Favorite Destiny's Child song?
Survivor.
Favorite song you performed in Hairspray?
Oh my God, that's really funny. Do you know I made it really far in Hairspray editions back in the day?
For what?
For Link back when I was like 19.
Oh my God.
That really panned out.
For Zac Efron.
It Takes Two, yeah.
Wow.
No, not for the movie, for Broadway. Back when I was doing that kind of shit.
Wow. Wow. Didn't so was that your favorite song? Yeah. It Takes Two. What's
But Lady's Choice from the movie, because that sounds great. Ladies it's not the musical.
What's next for Nikki Blonsky?
Oh my God, I don't know, but I can't fucking wait.
Scotty, thank you. I love you so much.
I love you.
And we're going to talk a little bit more, so you're going to stick around.
Okay.
You guys, Scotty Evans is not the only guest we have today. Okay. There's another special guest, which I teased at the beginning of the show. And you guys all know how much I love Gallery Girls, the one season Bravo wonder. Well, we have an interview with Angela from Gallery Girls, and we're going to find out what all those girls are up to. And I wish they would bring it back. So Whitney, let's cut to the Gallery Girls now. Leave this in. Leave this part in. Okay, I love you guys all for listening. Thank you so much. I'm going to leave you here. Please find us on social media. Rate and review this on iTunes if you get a chance. Find Scott. Scott, where can people find you on social media?
Oh shit. Instagram is at Scott Evans Graham, and Twitter is... at,
do you not know?
The Scott Evans, maybe?
Well, just search him.
And yes, I have very few followers on Twitter. I don't do Twitter. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for listening. I love you. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Angela. Can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you.
Hi, it's Danny Pellegrino. How are you?
I'm good. You're so punctual.
I try. You know, I'm obsessed with Gallery Girls. Like, I thought it was an amazing show, gone too soon. And I'm just curious, what have you been up to since the show?
You know, time has really bridled me. I am just like the most boring person in the world. I'm not like the boy crazy kind of like bechamel flinging girl I once was. I kind of partially live upstate now. I'm in Rhinebeck right now, looking at the water, and it's very soothing. I'm still doing photography.
Okay.
So shooting a lot, and that's actually mostly like my main income. And I do a little bit of modeling. I don't know how, like I still do that, but.
Well, you're beautiful though. There's a good reason why.
I don't know what it is. But I think a lot of brands like the fact that I'm a photographer. They don't remember Gallery Girls, thankfully. I think I've reinvented myself. So they don't recall that part. And yeah, living the quiet life. I got a great boyfriend. Yeah.
That's sweet.
I'm 30 now.
So. Well, I think we're around the same age. I'm 32.
Yeah.
And I recognize so many friends in your show. Like I remember when watching Gallery Girls, it's like I knew those girls. You know what I mean? Like I didn't know.
Right. Oh, you mean like the archetype?
Yes, exactly. Like I knew those type of girls and I loved it.
Now, and which ones did you kind of identify with the most?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, Chantal, I think, was just such a character. I think I was watching.
Such a caricature, yeah.
I've been rewatching this weekend, and, you know, when she talks about not wanting Oregon wine, it's just so good. And I think.
It is. She's still like that. Well, I'm a very close friend of her, yes. Oh, and she's like obsessed with natural wines now and like gave me a whole lecture on it when she was upstate with me.
Do you keep in touch with all of these girls?
Only my real friends in real life were Chantal and Claudia, and they're not friends anymore, but I'm still, pretty close with Chantal, who lives in Los Angeles, and still leads kind of like the bohemian life. And Claudia kind of like is upstate kind of too, but,
Angela,
I see her every once in a while.
What happened between the two of them?
I think it was really explored on the show. You've probably seen the show more than I have. I could barely watch it, but,
ended their relationship, that show.
I think it did. I think being in business with friends is hard, off camera, on camera, and, you know, maybe probably financial issues or I don't really recall, but I'm sure it's like also the stress of the filming it was hard for them.
What do you think went wrong? Like, why didn't we get a second season?
Oh, I'm curious to hear your POV. I don't know. Maybe because we weren't likable. I really don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I think the show is so great, and I think what it wasn't was boring. Like, I don't think we got boring at all from you guys. And I think, you know, it was just maybe at a different time at Bravo. I don't know if they just had a different, you know, ownership or something. But I think you guys should have gotten a second season and then...
Oh, thank you.
You know, explored everyone because it was like they did sort of play up the unlikability in the first season.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The first and only season.
Yeah. You really do come across the best on the show. I mean,
thank you. I've heard that.
Yeah. I imagine it being very hard, especially for Chantal and Claudia, because yeah, you know, they come across
the as difference kind of between me me and them is that I grew up obsessed with Real Housewives of Orange County, as I am from Orange County. So like that, my conception of like reality TV is so different from theirs. They were kind of above reality TV, whereas like I was so happy to like be like a Tamra or you know, like a Vicky. Like I was obsessed with that show, and so I think it was me always trying to mimic Real Housewives and like smart. Kind of. Yeah, and like kind of realizing how silly it was, but I think they took it really, really seriously. Yeah. So I just really had no shame.
Would you ever do a Housewives? Like if they asked you to be on Orange County or New York or something, would you ever do it?
Yeah, but I'm not a housewife. But if I ever did get married, yeah, I would totally do it.
Your Gallery Girls, though, was very Housewives-esque. It was just like a younger Housewives.
Yeah, it was like very formulaic. And yeah, they like copied and pasted.
So did the girls know, you said Chantal and Claudia didn't really know what they were getting into. Did the other girls know?
I think some people are more self-aware, like, or cognizant of like the, structure. Like Liz, I think she knew, I think she was on Millionaire Matchmaker like before. But the other girls were kind of like somewhat naive in a good way, you know, like really thought this was a show that was going to give them a fair shot and really kind of explain who they were, like Carrie and Maggie and those girls. I don't know. I can't speak for them, but for me, yeah. I kind of like expected that I was going to come off like horribly.
Yeah.
So I kind of braced myself for that, but it's still hard to watch yourself.
I want to ask you, would you ever do, let's say they wanted to do a reboot. I'm starting this grassroots movement for a reboot.
I love it.
And let's say they were like, we need you, Angela, we want you to come on, and then we're going to bring in new girls, and you'll kind of be their mentor. Would you ever do something like that?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I think I'd love that. That'd be great.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for chatting with me. Was there anything else like that we would be surprised to know about the show?
I there was a line that I said that I stole from Barney's, and that's not the case. I have never stolen from Barney's or shoplifted from Barney's.
You were just adding to
I was just being silly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I just want to, that for the record. Yeah. I've never shoplifted from Barney's.
We cleared that up. Angela, thank you so much. This was a delight for me. I love Gallery Girls, and I'm rewatching it, and I wanted to finish it before I talked to you, but I still have two episodes left, but.
I'm going to rewatch it too.
You really
should. Go watch it. Yeah, go find it on iTunes.
I'm not kidding. It is good. It is really good. And it was gone too soon.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. And where can people find you on social media?
My Instagram is at Famgela, PHAMGELA.
All right. Thank you so much, Angela. Yes. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Bye. Bye-bye.